The Berkshire Tucana Community Foundation, a 30-year-old grant-producing nonprofit, has released its first-ever regional assessment. Last June, the Berkshire Tucana Community Foundation pooled data from 2,300 residents around its four-county region to better understand the most pressing issues today. The Sheffield, Massachusetts-based nonprofit has awarded roughly $8 million a year to organizations in Northwest Litchfield County, Connecticut, Berkshire County, Massachusetts, and Columbia County and Northeast Dutchess County, New York. Peter Taylor is the foundation's president.
You know, at a time when so much focus is understandably at the national level, this report is providing a chance for the foundation and the nonprofit community, donors and residents to understand the trends and factors that are impacting our lives locally and in this region.
The report, A Closer Look, highlights five major themes: the area's job market, regional demographics, youth, inequality, and infrastructure.
The predominant issue on people's minds is jobs and economic development more broadly.
Taylor says even as jobs in the creative economy, food-related industries, and tourism are on the rise, the region has had slow overall job growth since the recession. He says the shifting economic base,
from manufacturing and large-scale agriculture to more of a service economy,
is a primary concern for residents of all ages, incomes, and education levels.
We heard from adults who said jobs that they held as teenagers, that, you know, being a dishwasher or working in retail, important starter jobs, today are held by adults trying to raise families.
Meanwhile, Taylor says a majority of the residents reported having trouble accessing job opportunities, even though
employers have openings that they can't fill, that the skills that the residents have that are applying for these jobs don't line up with the requirements of the position. And so this mismatch also presents a challenge in terms of residents getting the good jobs and businesses getting the horsepower that they need to be successful.
Taylor says more than 20% of residents are over the age of 65, and with a shrinking share of working-age families, the region is losing population. Nearly half of the residents under 46 reported a willingness to move out of the region to find better or more realistic opportunities in the next 3 years.
Educational attainment across the continuum from early childhood through adult learning. We need to continue to invest as a society in education.
Taylor says low public school enrollment, further harmed by the growing opioid crisis, have implications for current and future employers. Taylor says that leads to greater poverty rates. He says it's rising in three-quarters of the region's towns and cities, and incomes haven't kept pace with inflation over half the region.
Poverty rates are rising. They are still below the national level. For instance, it's 12% on average, and it's 14-15% nationally, but it's going in the wrong direction.
Taylor says housing has become largely unaffordable for many renters, not to mention buying a home. Also, the number of housing units used as second or vacation homes has grown by 28% since 2000.
Our research showed that nearly half, 47% of Berkshire County residents in this case are cost-burdened renters. That means that 30% of their income is used for rent, and that's high. That 25% are considered severely cost-burdened. That means they have to pay up to 50%.
And while the region has various state and federal historical and cultural protections, Taylor says services such as transportation and broadband are underdeveloped.
Our proximity to two of the largest markets in this country, we're 2.5 hours away from New York and Boston. And that creates opportunities now as it has in the past, as it will in the future, for goods and services that are produced here to be marketed and purchased in those markets. Additionally, with connectivity and ease of transportation, increasingly more and more people are able to live and work in a place and do business elsewhere.
Taylor says Berkshire Tucconic will hold community forums across the region in the fall for civic leaders, lawmakers, and residents to discuss a strategy for the future. Reporting from WAMC News' Berkshire Bureau to Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.